Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, April 12, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Pakistan's church mourns the loss of its own. Prayer is requested for an emergency appeal in Vietnam, and a strong earthquake shakes a Japanese church. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Pakistan, where tragedy has hit the Christian community there. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says 37-year-old pastor Shimon Bubar and his 36-year-old driver Daniel Emanuel were responsible for translating his materials into the Pashtun language in Afghanistan. They were kidnapped last week, but the news gets worse.
Before there was even time to assess what the situation actually was, they were killed. Their bodies were found outside the city. Their car was found outside the city. Those who killed him and his helper had bound their hands. It appears there was some torture.
Since few Christians can do the work, Tippett isn't sure what's going to happen.
With his loss, this could actually shut down the translation work of Christian materials for believers in the Pashtun language. Perhaps just shut it down completely.
Tippett says many groups used his services, so all that work will also end. Pray that God will call someone else to continue it. We turn next to Vietnam, where a hearing for two imprisoned church leaders has been unexpectedly rescheduled for today. They were sentenced to a prison on false charges. According to reports from Voice of the Martyrs Canada, the Vietnam Mennonite Church has issued an urgent appeal for prayer and fasting for two of the Mennonite leaders. Pray that the judges will release the jailed evangelist and also return all property seized from the church. You're listening to Mission Network News. A magnitude 7 earthquake struck the city of Fukuoka, Japan on Palm Sunday, leaving extensive damages. The Itoshima Evangelical Free Church is one of the buildings affected and in need of repairs. The price tag for repairing wall cracks and the extensive roof damage is slated at $20,000. Agency officials established a fund to help with repairs and reconstruction of the church. The EFCA's main thrust in the area is church planning. Pray that the disruption won't be too extensive. Meanwhile, Project Hannah, a ministry of Transworld Radio, is a ministry that's reaching out to hurting women around the world. It does so through their radio program and their prayer ministry. Project Hannah's Ann White says that their prayer ministry is mobilizing women to take action. A team of women from the United States reaching out to Paraguay is just one example.
A team of ladies from the United States went down to see the ministry and visited a women's jail in the capital city of Asuncion. The gospel was presented, and dozens of prisoners committed their life to Christ.
Currently, there are prayer teams in more than 80 countries in over 20 different languages. White says as women are reached with the gospel, it can't help but have an impact on future generations.
If we think about impacting children, if we reach the woman, we have reached the children that she is the primary caregiver for around the world.
And Oasis of Love's Elvina Miller says their mission is one of change. She tells the story of how they were instrumental in helping a large college in Africa. Miller says the school's founder and president sent his wife to the Oasis Institute for a six-month course. Upon graduation, she was able to help the administration of the school. Then, Miller says, the woman's husband died unexpectedly.
She took his place and she thanks us now for the wonderful help she received here in order for her to carry on the work there.
Miller says that's exactly how she envisioned the school would operate. The Oasis International Training Center is an outreach of Oasis International Ministries and a place where students receive biblical studies as well as vocational training.
This all makes it worthwhile going to other countries, spreading the gospel to people, and then getting such wonderful reports.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors Ministries, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It helps Christians pray more effectively for persecuted believers around the world. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it online at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.